It's been a busy weekend in the wide world of politics, particularly in the GOP camp. Republican candidates were in Washington, D.C., trying to woo conservative so-called values voters. And GOP candidates faced off again in a debate televised by Fox News last night. And candidates bashed each other and a certain senator from New York. Here to talk all this through is Jim Vandehei. He's the co-founder of Politico.com. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks
Excellent.
For coming on this Monday morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
So the Family Research Council's Values Voters Summit wrapped up this weekend. Is this something you were following? Who, if you did, who came out on top?
Well, you know, once again, it's never really clear who comes out on top when these Republican candidates get before conservative crowds, because conservatives just aren't that happy with this group. Undoubtedly, it was Mike Huckabee who got the loudest applause and who seemed to get the most enthusiasm out of this crowd once again. But nobody really thinks Mike Huckabee has a prayer of winning the nomination. The rest of them, you know, Romney always does, you know, okay. Giuliani obviously did not do well at all with this crowd, because this is mainly evangelical Christians who voting during that forum showed they cared most about abortion than gay marriage, and he's at odds with them on those issues, so he didn't think he would do that well. But, you know, again, you leave that forum, you leave last night's debate, and it's still a pretty muddled mess for Republicans as far as who's the real front runner and, you know, who could pull away, because there aren't any indications that any of these candidates are or are about to pull away.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Giuliani. You mentioned that he didn't fare so hot, but he, you know, I listened to a little bit of what he said, and he was really trying to be frank. He was saying, hey, listen, we don't agree all the time, but I'll always listen to you. You can trust me, trying to make, you know, subtle jabs at Mitt Romney for apparently flip-flopping on some key issues. Did this go over? Did they buy this, or they just said, forget it. You're not with us on our core issues, so we're not with you.
Well, he did about as well as you can do when essentially your basic beliefs are at odds with the audience. I do think that people give him high marks for his bluntness and for his being direct on, you know, confronting the fact that, yes, you know, I might not be the person who has the richest faith, and I might not be the person who's with you, but at least I'm going to tell you where I stand, and I'm telling you I'm going to help lower abortion rates, and that I am going to do everything I can to promote a social agenda that's at least in keeping with his views. And then he always turns it to security. And I do think that that is his trump card. The reason that Rudy Giuliani does so well is Republicans like a tough guy, and they see him as a tough guy. And at the end of the day, that could be enough to overcompensate for, you know, essentially what Republicans see as his flaws on social issues. It's not clear that that's going to happen, but certainly there is a pocket of Christian voters who you would think would never vote for Giuliani, who, when you talk to them, certainly either are going to vote for him or seem open to the prospect of doing so.
Let's turn over to the debates that happened last night. Republican candidates faced off, ending a two-day Florida Republican convention in Orlando. And things were getting a little bit hot in the kitchen, right? I mean, it seemed like the attacks were getting a little more personal and pointed.
It's game time. I mean, these guys have to start drawing sharper distinctions, and they all know it. You know, essentially all of them feel like they have their backs up against the wall and that they have to start to clarify the differences between them. Fred Thompson, very sharp in going after Rudy Giuliani on social issues, on immigration, on Rudy Giuliani's tenure as mayor of New York. You had a lot of sniping between Romney and Giuliani, because everybody wants to take Giuliani down a notch because they feel that's in their best interest to try to figure out their way to become at least a front runner in those national polls. The only thing they seem to certainly agree on was their loathing of Hillary Clinton, which Fox, you know, teed up pretty easy for him, basically put the ball right on the tee and then gave him one of those big fat old bats and let him smack away for about a half hour. And they all, you know, they all did their requisite Hillary bashing. But I think Fred Thompson probably made the most valid point, and I don't think he did it all that articulately, about, you know, they can't just focus on Hillary Clinton. They have to be able to articulate what does it mean to be a Republican, and how do they differentiate themselves from Democrats. And it does seem sometimes like Republicans, all they do is bash Hillary Clinton at a time when there's a lot of uncertainty in the mind of voters of what does it mean to be a Republican. They have to figure out a way to articulate that. I think the first person to articulate sort of a muscular conservatism that focuses on, yes, you know, being adequately conservative on social issues, but very tough on national security and terrorism will most likely be the nominee for the Republican Party, and that's probably not a bad platform in a national election in what's going to be a bad environment for Republicans.
Well, no one's conservatism is more muscular than Stephen Colbert. I think that's just a point that can't be argued. He's declared he's going to run in South Carolina, and he was talking to Tim Russert this weekend, and they asked if his run was for real, and here's what he said.
I don't know. I think a lot of people are asking whether they say, is this real? You know, and to which I would say to everybody, this is not a dream. OK, you're not going to wake up from this. OK, I'm far realer than Sam Brownback. Let me put it that way.
Far realer.
Can he is there anybody he's going to actually beat? I mean, anyone's heard of? Might he get more votes than some candidates we've heard of?
He probably could. You know, we actually had our investigative reporter did a piece on Friday that if he keeps talking like he's a serious candidate, he and Comedy Central could be violating campaign finance laws because they're the ones that are bankrolling this, and he has not so far compiled with the FEC requirements about how much you're raising and how much are you spending. You know, the truth is we are in a celebrity culture. You could probably do better than the bulk of the lower tier on the Republican and the Democratic side. And in South Carolina, if there's enough people who consider politics a joke, so they would like to participate in one.
Jim Vandehei is the co-founder of Politico.com. Thanks so much, Jim.
Enjoy the week.
Take care.
Bye.
We got that segment in under the wire because I think the Packers have a bye this week or something, so he wasn't here to talk about football for once. Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, Young People's Literature, the National Book Awards nominees are out, and we have our favorite reviewer of such things, Amber Gibson. You probably know her from Naperville High. She's a junior there. She'll come on and tell us about these various books. That's coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.